This is cool, too, because Don McNeil is a Kenoshan. Are you born and bred Kenoshan, Don? Where are you? Is back there? Okay, I think he is. Anyhow, and he's a reality TV producer as well. So he's going to do a reality TV show, we're hoping, anyhow, based in Kenosha. And, well, he'll tell you all about it. Don McNeil, ladies and gentlemen. Reality producer, man about town. Peter. Nice to meet you. Wrestle Slam. Well, it all began with Wrestle Slam, didn't it?
Yeah, it all started back in 1999 when I was doing a live show here in Kenosha. It was called Wrestle Slam. It was the stars of TV wrestling coming out to Carthage College.
Yeah. You guys know Wrestle Slam? We got Wrestle Slam fans here? Yeah. There's one guy over there, but and that was a great idea.
Well, it grew into the biggest independent show in the country. We had 5,000 people out there for an annual show that was done on a Sunday afternoon, and it was a family show.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no cursing, swearing, and so forth. But not like yours. But we were able to keep a lot of dialogue and humor in the show, and I think that's what made that show nationally known.
Yeah, well, that's cool. What did you do before you were doing reality stuff?
I was a gym teacher at one time.
A gym teacher?
Yeah.
Where?
Gone wrong. I taught at all the parochial schools here in Kenosha.
You did? So St. Joe's and...
Holy Rosary.
Holy Rosary.
Carmel. Just to mention a couple.
Yeah. Holy Rosary, really pretty good gym.
Yeah, it was a wonderful school.
Yeah.
Very good school.
Gymnastics type gym or just general gym?
No, big gym. Very big gym and a lot of room to move around the kids.
Yeah. But, I mean, what was your forte as a gym teacher? Have their thing.
I love playing basketball to kids and soccer. I was a little kid all over again.
Yeah. So, all right, so you're a gym teacher, and you're doing the public schools here and enjoying that and stuff. And then how does reality enter your life?
Well, my family wants to know that, too.
Yeah.
I guess I got a call back in 99 from the Jerry Springer Show.
Yeah.
And...
They wanted the family on, or they?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They
wanted your wife and girlfriend to wrestle, right?
They were doing a reality show pilot on wrestling,
mm-hmm.
So they wanted to know if I'd be a consultant with the show. The reality show for the wrestling show never materialized, but they asked me if I'd like to stay on and work with one of their lead producers and be a consulting producer. And I said, well, what do I got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
And
can I get you to move in just a little bit?
Absolutely.
I don't want to miss any of this.
So the next few seasons, I had an opportunity to work with the show, and it was pretty
How was Jerry to work with? Was he a cool guy?
He's a very nice guy.
Isn't
everybody, that whole team of producers, everybody involved with the show are wonderful people.
Yeah. So you came up with ideas for bits? Is that
no, not necessarily. Yeah. No, the people who called in the show who had issues they wanted resolved.
Yeah,
I would work with the lead producer, and we tried to resolve them and get them to come on the show and
Resolve them in the most public way, embarrassing
Absolutely.
Way as
possible. The only way that you could do it on Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, and all of that. None of that was staged, actually, right? You just sort of made it happen.
The shows that I worked with were legitimate shows that. Yeah. People had something to say.
Yeah, that's cool. And so did that plant it in your mind then that this is an interesting way of looking at life?
It opened up my eyes to think this is something I'd like to continue to do.
Yeah. So where'd you go from there then? Did you start producing your own?
I went back to doing live shows. I produced the Harlem Globetrotters. I did various other live shows. And then I found myself one day in Chicago doing an autograph show with Betty Spinks, the former wife of Leon Spinks.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sitting around, and there is Mickey Rooney there. There is Richard Anderson. There's all these big celebrities around, and the American Gladiators were there from the TV show. So when it came down to just spending some time that when it was downtime, I asked them if they'd be interested in doing a show on the road. And they said, yeah, it'd be kind of good. What do you think? And I said, well, let me go home and create one first. So I was in my dentist's office, and he was working on me. My head was back, and he's drilling or doing something. All of a sudden, I had this flash of what I wanted to do, and I started laughing uncontrollably, and I got up from the chair, and I told him I'd come back the next week. Went home, wrote it, and 7-8 weeks later, we're doing a tour. We started.
With the Gladiators?
Yes.
And the,
yes. It, yeah. It worked out pretty good until NBC canceled the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we're back to square one.
Yeah, it happens. And then, I mean, in the intervening years, I mean, reality is everywhere now. It's almost everything that's right. being produced is reality.
When I first started considering doing these shows, there was probably four cable stations that were doing a type of reality shows. Mm-hmm. Now, there are so many cable stations, there's probably a couple hundred reality shows going as we speak right now,
yeah.
if not more.
And the networks are all reality
right.
now.
Well, the beauty of it is with reality shows is that it's very cost-efficient to produce. They don't have to do a show where they're paying the star of the show $1 million an episode. You know, a whole year could cost them $1 million to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. And in the back of your mind, are you thinking, how can I work Kenosha into a reality?
At some point, I did. It just didn't happen that way, but I guess there's Kenosha would be a great place to have a show from.
True.
That show came
There's
out.
A lot of reality here, that's why.
Oh, there's plenty of it. the show... actually, Almost Cops, I think that's what you're alluding to. It's a story about two guys that always wanted to be cops. Mm-hmm. One is 6'8", 550 pounds. And the other one is 5'3", well, he says he is, and 140 pounds. And as fate would have it, they never were able to become cops.
Yeah.
They followed another career path, but as fate would have it,
yeah.
They found themselves in a position where they're downsizing their jobs, layoffs, and... They thought they'd kind of do some soul-searching and kind of pursue their dream of becoming cops again. Well,
yeah.
they did, Almost Cops, security cops.
Mm-hmm.
And the show leads to follow them around on what they do from guarding the prom queen to gate jumpers at the county fair to bowling alleys to nightclubs. You name it, wherever you see a security guard, that's where they could be found.
And Almost Cops are there.
Correct.
And so is this what they were trying to do, and you met these guys, or did you put out a casting call for...
No. They happen to be a couple good friends of mine, and yeah. I've known them, and they've always had this ambition of wanting to be cops.
That's a great concept.
So listening
I love it.
To these guys gripe all the time of going back in time, I said, well, yeah. do something about it. So they decided to do something about it. They went and applied at a security company, and mm-hmm. they got hired. Once I found out that they're going to be doing some training and so forth, I had to go see what was going on.
Yeah.
And these guys are kind of like Andy of Mayberry and Don Knotts. But the chemistry that they have between them was incredible. And that's when I went home and said, you know, it's time to create a show around these guys.
Yeah.
So soon after I created the show, I sent it out to one of the biggest executive producers in TV. And I got an email back from him, and he said, hey, it's very interesting. Let's talk. So a few days later, he called me up and asked me a few questions, and within 15 minutes, he wanted to sign us to a contract called a shopper's agreement contract, and says, let's do a sizzle reel. And
sizzle.
That's kind of where it all happened.
Mm-hmm. Sizzle reel, for those of us who don't know what that is.
It's a mini TV pilot.
Oh,
it's
okay.
taking the best that you have and putting it on a sizzle reel. They refer to it as... usually they can be anywhere from 5 minutes to 12 minutes, mm-hmm. kind of giving an idea of what the show is focused on.
Yeah. These two guys are you're featured. And their names are?
Ed Ross and Jim Selovich.
Yeah, and so they're the heroes of this. And they're Kenosha guys.
Well, one is, Jim Selovich is. Yeah. The other is from Willamette, Illinois.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Close enough, yeah. It's a great concept, and I've seen a little bit of your sizzle reel, I guess, which is up. You can see that.
It could be.
Yeah, and I wish we had something here we could play from it, but it's a fantastic idea, I think. And is it going to go somewhere? Do you know now?
Well, here's what I do know. The sizzle reel was sent out to different production houses around the country.
Yeah.
And I got some responses back from a couple of them already. But as you well know, or for those of you who don't know, sometimes they wait until another show is canceled. And that's when they start looking a little bit in-depth and so forth.
Yeah.
So happened today when a friend of mine called and asked me what I was doing today, and I told him I was going to be on your show.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, say hi to Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, wow, I didn't think you'd have the kiss of death on your show. And I said, well, what are you talking about? He says, well, three of the five shows that you've been associated with working on reality TV have all been canceled. You're a sure bet in Vegas. I guess the question is, am I doing your show? What are the odds, right?
Canceled after 30 years. I can live with that, I guess. Yeah. I'm not too worried about it.
But these guys have such a chemistry, though, that Yeah. It's so unorthodox how they handle a call that you or I or a police officer might, but at the end of the day, they get the job done. Yeah. And that's what's important.
I think it's going to be great. I hope it goes, because this is actually where I like the real part of reality. You know, these are real guys.
These are real guys.
And it's not like some of this stuff they see, which is
trying to figure out how to resolve a situation. And here's a perfect scene that with the chemistry of these guys. We shut down basically almost I-94 this summer to film it. I shouldn't say shut it down, but we closed traffic.
Well, that was like you, did that?
That was me. Yeah. at the Broad Stop and out at the...
Couldn't get to Fort Lee.
No. At the golf course.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we were doing some filming at the Broad Stop, and they wanted to get some scenes where Jimmy and Ed are kind of checking IDs and patting down some of the people coming into the club after hours. Well, Ed was doing most of the pat-downs, and Jimmy must have noticed that there were some women coming up, and he suggested to Ed, maybe this is my time to do it. So as the women are coming up, Jimmy steps over and says, I've got this. And you can see Jimmy with a big grin over there doing some of the pat-downs with one of the particular women. He comes back about 3 minutes later, and he's sweating bullets, and he says to Ed, that woman must be expecting a lot of trouble tonight. She has... that stuff called that you spray pepper spray taped to her leg. And looks over at her and says, I tell you one thing, it ain't pepper spray, ain't no woman.
Just a sample of what you're going to see on Almost Cops, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds good, Don. I'm going to tune in for that particular issue. Well, I want to thank you for stopping in time. This sounds great, and that's on tap, and that's going to happen, you believe?
I really believe it will.
Yeah, well, that's great. And it's great for Kenosha, too. I love the fact that you're doing it in Kenosha.
Sure, we can film right around this area between Kenosha Racine and some of the adjoining counties.
Yeah, excellent. Don McNeil. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to meet you.
Don McNeil, reality man.